First today, we take you to Canberra, and the Prime Minister has pledged his government will adopt either in full or in part every recommendation contained in a report into workplace sexual harassment. Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins handed the Respect at Work report to the government in January last year. To take us through the significance of the document and the government's response, our political reporter Noor Haider joins us from Parliament House. Noor, good afternoon. What is this report all about?
Well, this report was commissioned back in 2018, and if you cast your mind back to that time, the world was in the grip of the Me Too movement, and Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins was tasked with examining the prevalence of sexual harassment in Australian workplaces, and she was asked to report back with ways to improve those responses, but also to prevent it from happening in the first place. Now, her report found that workplace sexual harassment was prevalent and pervasive and occurs in all industries across Australia and also at every level in the workplace hierarchy. And that report was handed to the federal government, as you mentioned, in January of last year, contained 55 recommendations. And the federal government has since then been under pressure to release its full response, particularly in the last few weeks. Today, Scott Morrison announced that the government would be accepting in full or in part or in principle for those recommendations that aren't specifically directed at the federal government, all of the recommendations. Here's the Prime Minister speaking at a press conference earlier today.
The events around this building over the course of the past few months have only further highlighted and reinforced the seriousness of these issues, the challenge that we face, and the great frustration that is felt by Australians, and in particular women, all over the country.
That's the Prime Minister Scott Morrison speaking earlier today. And Noor, what actual change will be likely to come from this?
Well, the Attorney General, Michaelia Cash, says that the report made clear that the existing legal and regulatory frameworks for dealing with sexual harassment are complex and difficult to navigate, both for the worker who might want to make a complaint, but also for employers. And she says that the government will introduce a suite of legislative changes to strengthen responses to sexual harassment. Scott Morrison says that it's his goal to have those new laws introduced to Parliament before the end of June. He says that he hopes that they will enjoy multi-partisan support in the Parliament. Some of those changes include sexual harassment will be added to the definition of serious misconduct, and people who want to make a complaint will have 2 years instead of 6 months to take a complaint to the Australian Human Rights Commission. Now, the government's response will also consider additional funding for organisations like 1800 Respect, Our Watch and the Workplace Sexual Harassment Council, so we can expect to see additional funding announcements in the budget later this year. Michaelia Cash wanted to stress that the purpose of all of these changes was to make the system clearer to navigate.
We will amend the definition of serious misconduct in the Fair Work regulations to include sexual harassment. We will also clarify that sexual harassment can be a ground or a valid reason for dismissal. This will give employers the certainty they need to take action. But what it also says to employees and victims of sexual harassment is there are consequences for this action in the workplace.
That's the Federal Attorney General, Senator Michaelia Cash. And finally, Noor, the government says it will amend the scope of the Sex Discrimination Act. What's the thinking behind that?
Yeah, well, the government's planning to expand the scope of the Sex Discrimination Act to include judges and politicians. Judges and members of Parliament, as well as public servants, are currently excluded or exempt under the current wording of that Act. Now, Michaelia Cash was asked about how this change will work in practice. There are obvious complexities to be worked through, given that parliamentarians are elected to Parliament by the public. She said that she expects this change will result in real consequences for those who have a sexual harassment complaint made against them and upheld.
We will be subject to the same law as anybody else, which means you will be subject to the same consequences. Somebody can bring a complaint against you to the Commission. That complaint can be looked at. If it is upheld, it will be upheld. If it is not, is it not? I think that there would be consequences for any Member of Parliament themselves who is found to have breached the Sexual Discrimination Act. I think the people themselves would speak.
That's the Attorney General Michaela Cash. And before that, our political reporter at Parliament House in Canberra, Noor Haider.